This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Larry Haas, former director of communications for then-Vice President Al Gore. He also served as a spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. It's the president's trip to the Middle East, though, that has Larry's focus right now, as he says there are three critical areas that the president needs to focus on this very delicate trip to one of the most volatile regions in the world. And Larry, it's always good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Greg.
You point out three different areas of potential conflict here that the president needs to address in your latest syndicated column. Number one, authoritarianism versus human rights. Explain the dynamic there and where the president needs to come down.
Well, he's going to Cairo, which on this particular issue, a lot of human rights activists were unhappy. Cairo represents old policies by the United States to support autocratic regimes like the regime of Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, as well as King Abdullah in Saudi Arabia and others. And the Middle East is in a period of real tumult. There is democratic activism on the ground, but clearly not enough to change the direction of the region yet. But many think, and I am one of them, that if the United States were to position itself squarely on the side of human rights, democratic promotion, and things like that, that it could continue to stir the pot and we might see some movement in the right direction. The president's going to make a decision when he speaks as to whether to speak to the democratic aspirations of hundreds of millions of people in that region or not. And if he does not, he will put the United States squarely behind the autocrats, and that will be in a place that will disappoint the vast majority of people from the region.
Larry, some might say that if the president goes too far in the arena of human rights, he risks a repeat of the Carter administration, which did not want to do much business and didn't do much to support the unpopular Shah in Iran and instead got something much worse in the Islamic Revolution. Does Obama risk the same thing by doing that?
Well, you do it with your eyes open. You put yourself behind human rights and democratic activism, but you do that understanding who the key players are, and you don't put yourself behind change simply for the sake of change. For instance, in the Middle East, an important player is the Muslim Brotherhood, particularly in Egypt. There's a lot of disagreement as to what the Muslim Brotherhood really wants and what it would really do once it were to get into power. Obviously, the Bush administration pushed for elections very quickly and got the election of Hamas, the terrorist group, in the Gaza Strip. So we have to be very careful. Democratic promotion, human rights, is about a lot more than just elections. So you put yourself on the side of democratic progress, but you do that understanding who the players are, and you don't put yourself on the side of players who are really not committed to it at the end of the day.
Another area, obviously, that Obama must address, and that's Israel versus the Muslim states, as you term it in your column. Obviously, Obama believes that establishing a framework for Middle East peace is the key to really pacifying the region as much as it can be pacified.
Right, and that's a presumption that's open to serious question. Both, is that really what the bottom line is in terms of the roots of terrorism and other problems plaguing the region, or is it something else? I would only point out, as I do in my piece, that the president's presumption seems to be that we're going to get a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And then from there, we're going to move on to larger Arab-Israeli peace for the region. The problem is it's not entirely clear that the Palestinian side is committed to a two-state solution. We've got Hamas, as I mentioned, in control of the Gaza Strip. They remain a terrorist group committed to Israel's destruction. They do not recognize Israel's right to exist. And even the so-called moderate, Mahmoud Abbas, who's the president of the Palestinian Authority in charge in the West Bank, does not recognize Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. Well, of course, that's the whole reason behind Israel. That's why it was created in the aftermath of the Holocaust. So if Israel has no one with whom to negotiate in the first step, which is the two-state solution, it's not entirely clear we're going to make progress in that realm.
And just 2 minutes left here, Larry, but a quick follow-up before we get to the third issue, and that's that some have said, even from the president's own party, that he's putting too much pressure on Israel in terms of no more settlements whatsoever and making more demands on them than the Palestinians to get the ball moving here. What do you believe?
Well, I think there's a risk of that. I do believe that, to the president's credit, he has called on the Palestinians to come forward with real, tangible signs of progress, as he has called on other so-called moderate states in the region, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and others. So I don't think that he's tilting too heavy towards the Palestinians and away from Israel yet, but I agree that he is clearly pressuring Israel to stop the settlement activity. And if he pressures both sides in a way that is reasonable and in a way that recognizes the fact that the Palestinians do not seem ready to accept Israel as a Jewish state, then I'm fine with it. But if he pressures only Jerusalem and not the Palestinians to change their ways, then I think we're headed for trouble.
Last 30 seconds here, final point, Iran versus the moderates. Clearly this is in reference to the nuclear program.
Right, and the presumption, again, of the administration seems to be we'll get regional peace and then we'll have the moderate states on our side to confront Iran and pressure them not to go nuclear. I actually don't see the connection between the two because, frankly, separate and apart from whether Egypt or Saudi Arabia or any other state want to participate in larger regional peace, those moderate states are desperately hoping that the United States will increase the pressure right now on Iran, and they are worried.
Larry, as always, great thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Larry Haas, former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He also served as spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. This is Dateline Washington.